when Shell announced it was giving up on its exploration project in the Arctic Ocean. It blamed in part the challenging regulatory climate. But an inspector general's report released today says many of the government regulators who worked the case felt they were too rushed to provide a rigorous review. The IG report looks at the final environmental analysis of Lease Sale 193. It was the second court-mandated do-over conducted years after Shell and other companies already won their leases. Several scientists and supervisors working for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management in Alaska told investigators they were under such tight timelines leading up to Shell's 2015 drilling season, they were unable to do a good job. At least three BOEM employees resigned or retired early over their dissatisfaction. The inspector general, though, rejected allegations that non-scientist managers at BOEM had manipulated the scientific findings. The investigators also noted that an outside agency reviewed the science in the environmental study and found it adequate. Michael Levine is an attorney for Oceana, one of the environmental groups that challenged the original environmental impact statement for the lease sale. Levine says the investigation shows the final report was rushed and compromised.
The fact that the inspector general found no legal wrongdoing does not mean that a better, more complete process might not have led to a better, more complete decision.
The investigation found that Interior Chief of Staff Tommy Boudreau set an aggressive timeline for the final environmental study. Boudreau said he wanted it done in time for the 2015 drilling season so that Shell couldn't blame the department if the company decided not to proceed. Boudreau also told investigators he knew Senator Lisa Murkowski would be critical if they didn't get the study done on time. The senator's spokesman, Robert Dillon, says Murkowski wanted to ensure the regulators gave Shell a fair chance to develop its leases.
If they needed more manpower or more hours, they could have allotted more resources to the job. They could do that. They can't blame the senator because the senator is trying to make sure that they're doing their job.
In response to the investigation, a deputy interior secretary said BOEM staff worked long hours to meet their deadlines and that despite overtime pay, employee morale suffered.